Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. I hope you all are enjoying this teaching on what is true faith. And remember, you can get a copy of this teaching or any of my teachings at charliegolf1@outlook.com. That's charliegolf1, all one word, @outlook.com, and just requesting it for free. That's right, my friend, I said for free. Everything we offer at Beholding His Glory is free. All of our teachings, all of our articles, the 6 booklets that I've written, and even the 3 books that I've written, are all free for the asking. You know, in Proverbs 23:23, Solomon says, "Buy the truth and sell it not." But the word that here for buy is not the word that you would think we would use in 2022 for buy. In the Hebrews, it is Strong's number 7069, and it means to get or to recover or to redeem. Then the verse goes and it ends, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. So in other words, get truth, get wisdom, get instruction, get understanding, and sell it not. You know, if you buy something that is of the Spirit of God, take heed, my friend, because it may not be of the Spirit of God. All of the books and the DVDs and all of the Bibles and all of the religious trinkets and baubles you can buy online or get from a ministry on TV, take heed, my friend, the Word of God says, sell it not. So if all of this stuff that is for sale from Christian TV ministries and the like probably are not, repeat, not of the Spirit of God. Again, the verse says, sell it not. And if not of the Spirit of God, then it can only be of the spirit of man. Then you're in trouble. The general rule of God here is if you have to purchase or buy something from man, you are not getting much in the way of the Spirit of God. I mean, what did Jesus sell? How much money did Jesus charge people to come listen to him speak? Take heed, my friend, yourself, and not be led away into deception from the truth. Okay, more this week on what is true faith. This week I would like to talk a little bit about being exposed by the light. Wow, being exposed by the light. And I would like to do that by sharing a little story that happened when I was driving in Germany. Well, one day I was driving on the Autobahn in Germany, which is a super highway, and bumper to bumper traffic, and sadly, it was getting to me. And yes, I yelled at somebody in anger and frustration who had just cut me off. In the aftermath of this, of course, what we usually do is what I did. I felt really guilty and felt that I needed to fess up to God or to patch it up. Do some good damage control and tell God how sorry I was. But, you know, he knows all things. He knows our heart. He knows just how sorry I really was. Well, I did that, and then something dawned on me. I will not say that God spoke to me in an audible voice, but it was a revelation that I am now putting into words. And I think you all know what I'm talking about. It was not so much that God spoke to me in a voice inside my head, but when we see truth, it is a light that dawns on us. And then we are able to say it in words. Thus, that is what I'm going to try to do here. It was as if the Lord was saying to me, you feel bad about what you just did because you hurt your pride. You thought you were righteous more than that. You did not know that all of that anger and frustration was inside of you, but I did. So when it comes out your mouth, you're a bit shocked. And of course, God is right. I was shocked. Now, we all have been there. Am I right? Amen. But it was if God was saying, I have known this anger and this frustration has always been in you, David. It was the style with a traffic jam that was needed to bring it out to the surface. Now confess it. But don't confess it because you think your confession is going to put a Band-Aid on it and make it all better, okay? Oh, no. Confess it because it's the truth. And then receive the fact that God has always known that it was there. Now, here's the point. God allows horrible and sometimes not so horrible things, maybe trials or blessings, to come upon us to bring to the surface that which is hindering our walk with Christ. And if we will confess them when God brings them into the light or exposes them to us, so we can deal honestly with them and with God, then we shall be made free. Wow, made free. In John 8:32, Jesus said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:32. Now, the verb form of the word made here is made, past tense, which means something prior has happened to cause the freedom. And that is the end of a previous verse of John 8:31. And that is, if you continue in my word, now that's not the Bible, because the Bible has not been written, but if you continue in God's word, then ye are my disciples indeed. Friends, there is a making process that God must be able to bring into our lives to be free of ourselves in the world. Let me say that again. There is a making process that God must be able to bring into our lives to be free of ourselves and the world. And this is the making process where God must be able to expose our faults and our shortcomings and even our sins by the light of knowledge of who Jesus Christ is as compared to our wayward heart condition and to our ways. Paul in Ephesians 2:10 says, "We are his workmanship," not the church, not the ministry, not the denomination, not anything that we do for God. Oh, no. We, you, my brother and sister, we are God's workmanship. And we are created, wow, in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has therefore ordained that we should walk in them. The word them there, my friends, are the trials and the testings and the circumstances and all of those things that expose us to the light of the truth, especially about ourselves. You know, I am absolutely convinced, you know, within my heart that there is simply no way that we can possibly put our faith solely in Christ Jesus until God does a work to show us that there is nothing in ourselves in which to put faith. You know, we come out of the womb and we're always taught all of our life that, you know, by the ways of the world, to put our faith in ourselves, to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. But then we get religion when we get older, and then we begin to walk in self-righteousness. Christians and some believers I know by the millions every day walk thinking that their walk with Christ, if they believe and obey him, is somehow earning or making them righteous or even maintaining the grace of God in their lives. You know, we think we have to stay on God's good side to get his blessings and to avoid his curses, but not so. Well, that is nothing but self-righteousness, my friend. That is another gospel. It is so ingrained in us that we can hardly imagine that that is us, but it is. But God has to expose us for who we are and what we are. God has to utterly strip us completely, almost completely barren before him. And, you know, to who we really are. Oh, no, not who we think we are or even who we want to be, but who we really are. My friend, God must show us our heart. And if he can, for most believers and some Christians, it will crush them. It will bring them to their knees. They will be able to see the things in their heart that are not of God. They will see what sin has wrought in them, how it touches and destroys every relationship that they've entered into. When the light of God exposes us for who we are, it will devastate us. But oh, blessed devastation. For the devastation will open our eyes of our understanding, our wisdom, and, you know, all of these things. Wow. And we will say, oh, no, wait a minute, that is not me. But we will have to agree, yes, that is us. But my friend, we are all filled with enmity against God, filled with all kinds of soulish and fleshly desires, and I don't necessarily mean immoral things necessarily, but all kind of things which includes everything that is imaginable. selfish things which we do to serve ourselves and our own lives. God will allow things to happen to bring up things in our character and our morality, only if we can come to see it and know it, and then if we can confess it with all of our heart, which will make us free of it, that it will then dawn upon us, oh my God, I have been putting my faith in myself. Forgive me, God. Forgive me, God. More next week on what is real faith. What is real faith? This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that this teaching really hits you in the heart and you have that revelation that God must be able to work in your life. You are the workmanship of God. I am the workmanship of God. And so God can begin to work on us and bring us to the truth and the revelation of who we really are. God bless, and we will talk to you next week. Amen.